It is time now for the fifth segment of our new feature here on 97.9 The Hill with Durham Tech. Every month we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com, feature that showcases some of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. We'll get the article for this interview up on our website, chapelboro.com, next week, but we're glad to have you with us now because we are talking about Durham Tech's basic law enforcement training program. And joining us today, we've got three special guests. Doug Thomas is Durham Tech's program coordinator for the basic law enforcement training program. Doug, good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having us.
We've got Sheriff Charles Blackwood of Orange County. Always a pleasure, Sheriff.
Thank you.
And to his left, our right, is Ricky Watson, who is the sergeant over the training division at the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Ricky, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you.
So tell us about the program. Doug, I'll start with you. How did it get it started and how long has it been going on?
We started our first BLET class with Orange County on May 2nd of 2016. We're getting ready to start our fifth class on January 14th. And it's a partnership that has grown with every class, and we're glad to be partnered with the sheriff, and it's great things are happening here in Orange County.
What was the origin of it? How did you all come together?
So when I took office in 2014, my chief deputy, Jamie Sykes, and I had just sort of looked at each other and said, boy, it'd be nice to run our own academy. And we had always been told it was impossible. We can't do it. And those are the kind of challenges we like to face. So over the next year, we started to examine how we could do it if we moved forward. And we, during that time, learned about the university's desire, the college, their desire to have a program that better fit the need of the philosophies that we embrace in Orange County. Mm-hmm. And when I talk about the philosophy, there's one philosophy where you have an extreme paramilitary instruction, and the other extreme is laid back with flip-flops and shorts. And Mr. Thomas said we want to get somewhere in the middle and find that real sweet spot to how we want to run our program. So through conversations with Doug over at the campus and with Ricky with our training unit, we said that we can do this. And that's where it began.
Awesome. So how many students have gone through this program so far?
Easily 100.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Awesome. So what is their background? Who comes into this program?
So the background varies, and that's the real unique thing about what we do in that school, is we can take people who have been mail carriers, we can take people who've worked in restaurant services, we can take people who are fresh out of school and really don't have any career, and bring them into this environment, expose them to the training that we put forth, and see the end product be positive.
Awesome. So is this a way for people to get into law enforcement in Orange County, or is it the way for people to get into it?
Well, I would say it's a way.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, if people move into the area with law enforcement experience, they could come to work and receive the updated training that the state requires to make them available to an agency. But the beauty of this is the philosophies that we embrace in this county are part of our philosophy within the training center. Whereas if we were to send an officer to the western part of the state or the eastern part of the state, the philosophies are not the same. Doesn't mean they're good, doesn't mean they're bad. It's just that their services needs are different.
Mm-hmm.
So the product that we produce from this campus tends to fit better in the law enforcement agencies in this region.
Mm-hmm. So what is that philosophy? I mean, you said it was sort of the sweet spot in the middle, but what are the specifics there, Doug?
We advertise it as a middle-of-the-road common sense
mm-hmm.
academy. We've had people in their mid-40s as young as 20 years old go through it, and the sheriff advertised it as common sense. When I advertise it to other agencies, we've had over 20 agencies now come to this academy, and as the sheriff says, sweet spot, we feel like we've hit it.
Yeah.
One of the things that we noted early on when we started the academy was that a lot of the agencies around us, they either sent their personnel to other academies further away, or they tried to do their own academy. And a lot of them did a real good job at that. As this program has progressed and gained notoriety, we're starting to see agencies who were running their own academies fold up shop and come to us. And I'll just throw out the example of Alamance County Sheriff's Office. They sent one or two of their people through. When they came to the graduation, they pulled me aside and said, "Sheriff, there is no other academy." Well, that was the test that we had done what we wanted to do and reached. And we're improving. We're constantly improving. I will certainly say the last academy was much better than the first.
Yes.
The first was special because it was our first class. But everyone has gotten better. We've learned. We've realized things that we maybe didn't do the best we could do, and it continues to evolve.
Speaking with Sheriff Charles Blackwood, you just heard him, Doug Thomas, Durham Tech's program coordinator, Ricky Watson, Sergeant over Training Division at the Orange County Sheriff's Office, talking about Durham Tech's basic law enforcement training program. DurhamTech.edu is the school's website for more information on it. So with all of that in mind, what can students expect when they go through the program? What's the experience like, Ricky?
It varies. It's really structured to follow them through their career. It's the basic law enforcement training, so they're getting the basic tools that they need to go to their prospective agencies or with us. And once they get the basic knowledge that they need from us, then they go on to the agencies and they go through a field training process, which they get a little bit more detail. So it's just a basic knowledge, understandings, and skills that they need to start their career once they get to where they're going.
And then once they go into the training, what does that entail?
It depends on the agency. It can be a 12-week program, and they go to numerous calls, and we try to get them exposed to all types of calls, whether it be a homicide or a break in the entering or stolen vehicle. So we try to get them on each and every type of call that they will go to once they're turned on their own.
Doug?
As far as the basic law enforcement training, we normally start 6:30, 7 o'clock every morning. Mm-hmm. They can expect inspections when they wear their uniform. We teach them how to march. We also teach them how to communicate with people. That's huge. And they have weekly tests and the things before. Normally takes about 6 months to go through our program.
Okay.
There is some night training involved when it comes to driving and shooting and answering calls at nighttime.
And that's for people who are just kind of starting out with no prior experience in law enforcement. You just decide this is what I want to go into and start fresh 6 months to get through the program.
Yes. Basic really means basic. It's a basic line training show.
Awesome. So for people who want to sign up, for people who are interested, for people who know people who are interested, how can they get involved? How can they sign up? Doug?
They will go to our school's website, DurhamTech.edu. We have a web page there where they can look at, and then they'll interview, and they have to take a basic reading comprehension test, and then we start the process from there, start guiding them through what they need.
What else should people know about this program or about the cooperation between the Sheriff's Office and Durham Tech?
So there's one thing I want to go back to. Doug mentioned a minute ago when he said the word communication.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stress to you how important this is because the world of social media has changed the language of communication. And I'll just give you an example. You have an officer that comes down the hall and you say to them, "Hey, have you reached out and talked to Aaron Keck today? Did you call him?" And he'll say, "Yeah, I talked to him, and I'll see you later." And I say, "Hey, did Officer so-and-so talk to you?" And he said, "No, he sent me a text."
Mm-hmm.
Officers and people in general think that texting is talking, and that basic communication is not what it used to be. Now, we hear a lot of talk about the millennial and how difficult they are to manage. They're not that difficult to manage once you explain to them what you expect from them, but they want detailed explanation, and that's cool. Because we can, here's the beauty of this class. Someone goes through this training for law enforcement purposes. And let's say they don't get hired by an agency. They can go to work anywhere because the skills that we teach them enable them to go to work in the restaurant business. Again, these other things that we draw from, they can go right back to with a better understanding, a better work ethic. And so the benefit to the community is the folks that go through this class, if they don't find law enforcement, they're certainly going to find themselves better suited to go into other employment. The one other thing I think is a benefit, while the instructors that work with the university are paid by the university, these agencies funnel in volunteers to help with these classes we do and all our training stuff. So it's a benefit to the university. It's a benefit to the student in the class because they're getting to see the people. They're looking at the people that they're wanting to become. And I think that's a benefit to everyone. And our agency benefits by getting that end product of an officer that's ready to go to work.
DurhamTech.edu is the website. Head there for more information on Durham Tech as part and particularly the basic law enforcement training program. Doug Thomas, Sheriff Charles Blackwood, Sergeant Ricky Watson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.